It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Mi corazón, te lo dije bien clarito.
Permanece a la escucha. Permanece a la escucha.
12 de la noche en La Habana.
Darren Copeland Experience, doing a little music exploration Thursday. I was somewhere and I shazammed a song and then we put it in the Spotify. And we're just going to play whatever comes up next on the station. Me gusta ad mañana. Never heard that one. But anyway, in case you didn't hear, well, I had to hear because I couldn't see the dang thing because sports bars won't show the dang home game on the home game. What the heck is wrong with these people?
Come on!
No, I'm serious. And, like, I'm not a complainer at a bar, but I was like, excuse me, ma'am? I mean, I just call her ma'am, and I was much nicer, much quieter, but I was like, my goodness.
Hey, lady!
Lady, I drove from Littleton to down to somewhere else to go to the bar to watch the game, and then I can't see the game, but I want to see the game, and you're charging me more for things that I don't get anywhere else, and I can't see the game.
Come on!
Come on! And then she said, oh, sorry. Like, sorry? I was eating a Milky Way? And I said, lady, that's not an excuse for not having the one game on. How in the world do Colorado sports bars not have Colorado Rockies games on? Can you figure out a solution for 10 games a year? I mean, I can. I just don't want to pay the MLB.
No.
I don't want to watch other, like, I don't like to watch other games unless it's World Series or something crazy.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not, you know. All the nonsense that was going on between Baltimore and the Red Sox almost made me want to think about maybe turning on the channel to watch that game. And then I forgot.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm a hometown guy.
Yeah.
Look, I know a lot about sports, but I'm a hometown guy. I can be rational about it, but I want to hear that. How can I not watch the Colorado Rockies at a large sports bar in Denver? I'm just saying. If you are a national chain, if you're a large sport, it's atrocious. Like that, if I'm a sports bar, I'm thinking of three things. One, make sure that your food is good and easy and good. Two, make sure that you have the home games. And three, then you can start getting all the other packages. But how can you not have an MLB package? How can you not have an MLB package if you're a sports bar? Particularly if you're a large sports bar, my God. So anyway, I didn't see, but I heard that the Rockies beat the San Diego Padres 3-2 today in 11 innings. Even the series with San Diego 3-3. And still have only lost two series all year. Climb back into first place in the NL West-ish. Haven't looked at the standings today. But if you see the highlights, and I had to go and wait for the highlights because I couldn't watch the game at a sports bar. You watched a... one of the players for the Padres, I want to say it was Solarte, but I don't want to say anything. The bat slipped out of his hands and went into the crowd and hit a woman who needed some serious medical attention. I mean, she walked out under her own power-ish. I mean,
doing the ish still?
Well, I mean, she was walking, but I'm not sure she knew she was walking. But she had a huge bandage around her head, and I'm sure like, but here's, and I couldn't, and I looked at that video several times. Because my hunch is that she probably was not paying attention.
Yeah, there's a good chance. I mean, baseball's a long game.
Well, here's where I get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
A ball can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask Goliath.
Yes.
If he were here to talk to us right now, he would say, pay attention for those little round spinny things that are coming at your head.
Yep.
They can kill you like cigarettes, except faster. And I've sat in those seats, and you are close, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you realize that bullpens have fences for this? So what I'm certain happened is that someone watching, you know, oh, let's see what's going on in the 10th inning. We're going to go watch this, and then whang.
I'm going to Snapchat this.
Yeah, you're going to Snapchat this.
I'm going to check my Facebook post.
One of two things need to happen.
Yes.
One, they need to put up nets, at least down to the bases.
Yeah.
And even then, I don't think you're safe. I think it's even... The other thing is that in those areas,
mm-hmm.
they need metal detectors so they can ban cell phones for people sitting down there. I think they need to ban cell phones. And if you're seen down in those seats,
yeah,
where there is no net with a cell phone, you should be automatically ejected. Warned and then ejected. I'll go with warned and then ejected.
I don't know if you...
Listen, there are so many things that can be distracting at a baseball game.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the same as distracted driving, okay? I do not believe that there should be a ban on cell phones and cars. I just don't believe. I think you should use a hands-free set, right? And I think you should get a ticket if you're using your, like we do in Colorado. That's uh-huh. the law. And I think the same thing has to happen to baseball games. I'm not asking for a ban.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking for is that you should not be, if you have your phone up, you need to be warned and then thrown out.
I mean, people like taking pictures of the field.
Great. There's times to take pictures of the field. But they do not allow, okay, ushers do not allow people to go down those yeah. aisles when play is in.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I believe that those same ushers need to be warning people and telling people when they walk down that, yes, during innings you can take your picture out, but between that, no, you need to have your phone in there. You need to be paying attention to the game because we don't want you to die.
Yeah. I mean, they do put the warning on the ticket, don't they?
Well, yes. I mean, listen, there is a
but
warning.
But who reads that?
Well, no. Listen, whenever you buy a ticket to a game,
yeah.
whenever you buy a ticket to a game, when you buy that ticket tells you that you cannot sue for a baseball hitting you in the head.
No.
And it can't and you cannot sue for a bat hitting you in the head. Because you take upon those risks when you go and sit there. I mean, when you buy the ticket or when you hold that ticket to go in, you are the person who is agreeing to that. So this is not protection for the club. This is protection for those families.
Yeah.
How many times have you sat there and you look on TV? Or I'll look down from the press box sometimes when I'm there, and you see little 5-year-old kids running around down like 3 rows up past the bullpen. I mean, that's going to knock a kid's head off.
Yeah. It happens more often than not. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, how many foul balls do you think are in an average game?
100?
Maybe. I don't know if there's that many.
50?
Maybe, but let me tell you something that will mind-boggle you. What do you think the average age or the average lifespan of a baseball in a major league game is?
3 pitches?
Yeah, 3 pitches. So if you think of all the times, so the Rockies got 9-ish hits today, 11 hits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's 11 balls. Okay. And a lot of those came back in.
Yeah.
How many were the foul balls? We averaged 3 pitches, and they're pitching 100 pitches a game? 50, right?
40, 30, 40.
Yeah, maybe you should pay attention to the game when you're down that low so you don't get hit by a bat. That's what I'm saying. My God, it's common sense. Except if it was common sense, people would have it, and they don't. Arr!
We still got a little bit of time.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, even more. I thought we were done, but you know what? But I mean, that's all I got to say on this. Come on.
It is. It's baseball bats, not as often, but definitely you got a baseball flying at your head. You're not paying attention. That's your fault.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
Here's what else I suggest. They need to make baseball gloves mandatory for those seats. You need a baseball glove. They should just have them under the seat.
Yeah.
God, that would be expensive.
Hey.
Well, at least the Rockies be shelling out for something, right?
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.